This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hell yeah, baby. Coming in heavy with the guitar. On a Friday morning at 7 o'clock, how you doing?
You asked a good question in our conversation during the break and said something to the effect of, like, is Cleveland the NFL's version of hell?
It's the humbling pit of hell, man. That's what I was telling Mac. I was, like, talking to Jay Pinkley just now. What'd he say? Cleveland picks twice in the first four picks of the second round? What if they take Shador at 33 and then take Luther Burden at 35?
Oh, my gosh. That's a nice little setup right there, right?
You take two guys that probably a year ago today were setting themselves up to be top 15 picks.
No doubt.
Maybe that's a stretch on Luther.
No, I don't think so. I think you're right about that, yeah.
And then fast forward the clocks a year, and it's you both fall out of the first round, and you both get drafted by Cleveland. Here you go.
Here you go, right?
And no jacket. But something much, much more exotic. But no, that's just kind of like where my head started to spin as I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, we're bringing up the before topic about how you could be humbled by not living up to the expectation maybe you had. There's no more bottomless pit of hell
right
in football than Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio.
I mean, it's just like Binkley said, they have a mannequin downtown of a guy that's a oxygen quarterback. What is it now, like 40
some quarterbacks that have played there? Yeah, no, it is. It is hell on earth when it comes to professional football. Nobody wants to be there. The team left, for God's sakes. That's how bad that place is. But they do have the first pick tonight. They have 33 tonight. Then Houston now has the second pick of the second round, which is the pick the Giants had to jump back in.
I can see Burden going there, too, since Tank Dell's going to be out all year, and they got rid of Stephon Diggs.
Which is very interesting to think about, right? Yeah. Tennessee picking third. You know, you've got a quarterback in Cam Ward now. What do you need to do? You need to surround the guy with weapons.
He's got one of the best receivers in the league.
DK Metcalf, not DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett.
Cal Ridley.
I still think you need more if you're them, but maybe you decide to go an offensive lineman at that point. Like, you've got Cam Ward now. Your number one goal is to make sure that Cam Ward has success. No matter how you have to do it, if you're in Nashville, you got to make sure that guy has success, because if you don't, Tommy Callahan or whoever the hell the coach is down there, he's gone, right? Because this is his guy now. You've got to make sure that you're showing this guy and your ownership that this kid is a good quarterback and having success, so you surround him with talent. Then Cleveland picks four, and then the Raiders come back at five tonight. So those are your top five picks. Cleveland with two of those top five picks. I can see Luther Burden going in that top five, as he should, I think, at that spot. Who goes first, Shador Sanders or Luther Burden?
Burden.
You think so?
I think so.
Wait a second. Didn't you say yesterday that Shador was going to be that first-round pick and lost to, like, Riblets at Applebee's? Or?
Well, things change overnight.
No, I said Sanders wasn't going to go in the first round.
Oh, you said Sanders wasn't going to go.
No, we bet on Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart was my other guy that I thought was going to drop.
Anakin Skywalker.
Who did you think was going to be the second quarterback take?
I didn't think there was going to be a second quarterback last night.
Okay.
And I was damn close for that Giants trade.
Watch Cleveland take Jalen Milroe.
Well, I like Jalen Milroe.
And that's where I am right now. Let's talk about Jalen Milroe for a second, okay?
Please.
Because I hope, and this is just, you know, I hope he goes before Shador just to see Kuiper melt down. Because now I am now here for the rest of the draft to see Mel Kuiper melt down as pick after pick is not Shador Sanders,
yes, that's
right?
That's good.
And so I'm hoping Milroe and that sloth from Louisville both get picked before Shador Sanders, just to see the meltdown of Mel Kuiper, because it was in full effect last night. And by God, if Jalen Milroe goes before Shedeur Sanders today, Mel Kiper may blow a gasket, and that's good for the show. And that's entertaining. 100%. And I'm here for this kind of stuff.
Love
so,
it.
And again, that's not me hating Shedeur Sanders. No. I'm a fan. I want this kid to be good. I'm rooting for the kid, right? But I'm also rooting for drama, and I'm also rooting for Mel Kiper to melt down on TV. So,
just scrolling the X sphere. Pro Football Focus, biggest steals from day one of the 2025 NFL draft. First name on the list is Josh Simmons.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so here we go again.
Yeah. Binkley's going to be the outlier, and I'll be honest with you, Jay, and I am speaking to you because I know he's listening right now. You need to stick to that. You need to be convicted of that the entire time that you didn't like that pick. And then when he plays well, you can say, well, okay, I was wrong. It's no big deal. We're all wrong all the time on stuff like this. But so many people are saying that same thing there, Dusty, about the steal of the draft is Josh Simmons.
Yeah, I mean, other names as well. That was just the first name they had on the list. Mac, you were there. I don't want to talk about our conversation at the zoo where we found out some very interesting things about the animals there yesterday.
Smash.
How in awe was like Bob when Goodell came out last night? Like Bob was like in love.
I am.
Bob was loving the Goodell stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, he's like, he's the best commissioner in sports. I'm like, low bar.
It is a low bar.
But he was like, look at this guy, man. Everybody hates this effing dude. And he's just like, here we are, baby. So Bob's like all in on heel Goodell.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you like the self-deprecation of Goodell.
I do. I think it's important in life. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to make fun of yourself and realize we're all just, you know, idiots in this world, right? and there's nothing wrong with that. And for a long time, Roger Goodell was public enemy number one, right? And he the booze and all that kind of stuff. Then COVID happened, and Roger Goodell led like a badass during COVID. There was not one better leader in the world than Roger Goodell was during COVID. And the way that he did a good job with the drive-through, right? Yeah. But I mean, the way that he led and the way that he directed the NFL and all of that was just unbelievable, right? They didn't miss a game. There was no labor disputes, like baseball dropping the ball on all of that. And those baseball players looking like total silver spooners with the way that they acted during COVID and I'm risking my life, bro. And the NFL figured out a way to navigate it all and to get, you know, America kind of back. So I love Goodell for that. And then last night he comes out on a bike, which is outstanding because as somebody tweeted, most people in Wisconsin ride bikes because they have DUIs, right? Is that the tweet that you found?
Yeah, it was from Caleb Presley. He's got Luka on Sunday, the chat. He's got Luka Doncic on the show. You would love Caleb Presley.
Would I?
If you, I'll send
relation
you.
To Elvis?
He kind of looks like. No, he used to be with Barstool. I don't know if he is anymore, but he does the interviews where he asks like the super serious, funny questions.
Yeah, right.
That guy,
okay.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
So, yeah, but so I thought that was funny. So they came out on the bikes, which if you've ever been to training camp at River Falls back then, everybody rode bikes everywhere, right? Everybody was on bikes. And so I saw that. I'm like, oh, that's cool. An homage to Wisconsin.
He came out with Lil Wayne.
Came out with Lil Wayne. Came out wearing the sneakers and the suit, you know, which is, you know, yesterday.
I love that look.
I love the look. I think it's a great look. And I love the fact that he embraced it and didn't try to be like this, I'm uptight guy. I'm commissioner, man. I'm going to wear hard shoes. No, he's going with the style that all the kids are going with. He is relatable. His performance during the draft during COVID, where he's sitting there eating M&Ms at his house and things like that, like, I just don't, and he's doing handshakes with the guys. He's got the whole thing choreographed. Like, he is there for the show. He understands what the show is about. He gets it. It's one of the great heel turns in sports, man. Like, he went from the heel and now I feel like that guy is now universally loved by everybody out there. Like, he does get the boos because that's still kind of the thing, but you're not really booing him anymore. You're kind of embracing Roger Goodell. And, you know, you said that it's the style. I'm at the eighth grade pictures yesterday before the dance and all the mini Macs out there, because they are mini Macs. I will just tell you this. They're not that much younger than you are.
What?
And we're getting ready for the eighth grade dance. And
all.
It's not that much younger than you. It's not.
Half my life.
Well,
it seems pretty long.
From that point, you're half my life,
yes,
bro.
Exactly.
So, so all the kids are out there. They're in their suits and their Air Jordans and things like that. And I'm like, all right. So they got the memo.
Heck yeah.
All the boys are walking around, and it's all mini Max and mini Binks because they're all like, well, we got to watch the draft. And I told all the boys, I said, look, you're at a dance. You got the girls. You got the stuff going on. Don't worry about the draft. I said, it's my job. I'm not paying attention to the draft. Okay. You got to go out there and pay attention to what's going on at the dance. So talking to all the mini Max and mini Binks that were all dressed like Roger Goodell, like you're not going to see the commissioner of baseball Rob Manfred dressed like that or acting like that. Adam Silver sure as hell isn't going that direction.
Show me his face.
Yeah, nobody knows anything about Gary Bettman. I don't know who's been a bigger turn of character than Roger Goodell has been.
Turn around. I want to see Potter.
Do you have an idea of who that could be?
Of like a guy who's gone from like heel to face?
Yeah.
Zero to hero?
Yeah.
I mean, I sent it last night, but I know I get eye rolls. Like Bryson DeChambeau's kind of been that guy.
That doesn't resonate for me, though.
No, but I mean, we're talking personality. Yeah. But like he went from being like the bro that everyone hated that like now a lot of people are starting to come around on and think that like he's kind of made a new sort of persona of himself.
The mayor's gone the other way.
He was on Jeopardy, by the way.
He was?
Yeah.
Why?
They had a question up. It said, I think it was like, this mayor of a hometown team always makes bets with opposing teams of Super Bowl cities for barbecue.
Oh.
And that is?
The mayor of Kansas City, Kansas?
Oh.
Craig Skoog of Overland Park?
What was that guy's name for New Orleans? Scoot?
Scoot?
Yeah.
He has a Scoot? Oh, I see. I thought Mayor L was out there. Which mayor lost two professional franchises to a neighboring state in one calendar year?
Good hell. Good hell. Joey Chestnut, Father Chestnut.
Yeah, it does kind of look like him. Yeah.
No, but I don't know, man. There's not, I mean, because sports are so short-lived. Like, I don't know what Brady ever did when he went to Tampa. I think people still were kind of like, eh.
Nothing like this, though, with the Brady, you
know. More often than not, people go in reverse.
That's exactly right. Yeah,
more often than not, like Rodgers, I think, went in reverse.
Embiid went in reverse.
Yeah.
Embiid went in reverse. Aaron Rodgers definitely went in reverse. But I'm trying to think, like, off the top of my head, who that guy was that everybody just universally hated. You know who's kind of that way? And I'm only saying this because I hate Boston. Big Poppy. Once he went, this is our effing city, man, the bombing, everybody that loved cool. Big Poppy.
Yeah.
What about A-Rod? Is A-Rod, because is he back?
He never was liked.
Yeah, they still don't like him. Yeah, never liked him.
I don't think anybody ever liked him.
Yeah, exactly.
He was in Seattle complaining that Griffey was getting more public. Like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, but I'm also...
Griffey.
But also, though, with A-Rod, he's kind of gone from a hater to kind of likable now or not? Or are we not liking A-Rod?
No.
I'm not liking A-Rod. Okay.
I still don't.
Okay.
I mean... Good for him. Like, he's made a career after baseball where he was not liked by anyone. And
right.
He's still, like, you know, doing his own thing. But, no, I don't know, man. It's tough. But, yeah, I do love that Goodell embraced the hate. Obviously, it's easy with the product that he is the leader of. I mean, he doesn't really have to do much to sell his product. Like, hey, you want this super cool, awesome, entertaining thing that lasts, like, 8 months? Yes? Okay, just sign here. And then he's got Manfred and Silver to compete with.
Right.
Show me his face.
What about what you said, Baker Mayfield, too, last night?
Which I think that's kind of there.
Yeah.
I mean, Baker in college, like, remember the grabbing of the crouch against Kansas? And then he, like, what was it? He was running from the cops or something like that and then hit, like, a guardrail when he was hammered.
Then
then he showed up looking like Marv from Home Alone, said he lives dangerous, woke up dangerous, failed out of Cleveland.
Right, yeah.
Gets a little hope dream from Sean McVay and the Rams, and that's kind of the turning point of it. Or as Matt Cotrero said, he hates people saying turn the corner, but like that's really where Baker did it. He was on the team for 4 days, wins a game for Sean McVay, then goes to Tampa, and here we are talking about how we're kind of rooting for Baker.
Yeah, everybody's kind of rooting for Baker Mayfield right now. Yeah, it's true. Like unless he's playing your team, but it feels like everybody's pulling for that guy.
Bill Belichick would be another one. His complete persona has changed since post-Patriots.
So you think he's more liked now?
Oh, I think for sure.
Really?
Yeah, the girlfriend helps.
The girlfriend helps. He's going on. He's joking. He's laughing. He's smiling.
Yes, last year on TV, I forgot about that.
Yeah, whole thing. You're right. Bill Belichick. Yeah. He's kind of cool.
Yeah, you're right. Last year, he really was good on TV. But now is he reverting back to
New England? We'll see how this North Carolina thing goes.
Yeah.